You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White explores the mysteries of Nostradamus.
Today we examine a bizarre story from the 16th century involving a man who was the private physician to King Charles IX of France, but whose name would evoke no historical recognition except for his 10 volumes of published prophecies. Nostradamus. To say he is a bit of a legendary cult figure might not go quite far enough. Whenever something cataclysmic or even unusual occurs in the world, the popular culture recognition of the name Nostradamus prompts us to consult him as a sort of predictive authority, if for no other reason than to satisfy our curiosity. Following major world events, his very name becomes one of the most popular internet searches, as it did in the days following the 9/11 attacks, for instance. Unfortunately, much of what circulates about his prophecies in the form of internet claims are actually falsified, taken out of context, or are the result of a selective cut-and-paste blending of his words. All such hoaxes aside, our interest in him continues, and his prophecies have been the subject of literally hundreds of books and several major documentaries. So just who was this man, Nostradamus? How did he become so famous? Is he truly a reliable prophet of historical events? And if not, why do we still consult him 450 years after his death? He was born in France in 1504 and by all accounts was a gifted student of mathematics, astronomy, and medicine. The historical record reveals he acquired a reputation as an accomplished physician for the era in which he lived, and in 1555 the unique story of his prophecies begins. That's the year he published his first set of 100 quatrains, also known as a century, what would become the basis for all the volumes that followed. These prophecies are written in a poetic form and style, cryptic but compelling, mostly in French, but he also occasionally wrote in Latin or Greek. Scholars point to his heavy use of metaphorical language in his verse, thought by many to have been used as a deliberate device to obscure the possible meanings of what he wrote. Also, there is a lack of specificity that makes his prophecies easily conformed to a variety of events. However, his most enthusiastic modern-day followers still credit him with predicting many major events in world history, including the French Revolution, the rise of Napoleon Bonaparte, the rise of Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany, which man will be the last pope of the Roman Catholic Church, and ultimately, the end of the world. Throughout recent history, his words have even been used politically, evidenced by the fact that during World War II, both the Allied and Axis powers printed words from his prophecies and used them in propaganda pieces. Not surprisingly, each side claimed that Nostradamus predicted the defeat of the other. Although as a historical figure, Nostradamus continues to intrigue us, many scholars believe today that his published quatrains of prophecy simply reflected an understanding about the nature of history, that it occurs in cycles and that humans repeat a predicted patterns of behavior across time. Still, the cryptic and obscure verse of over four centuries ago draws us in to try to solve the mystery of his meaning. That probably says far more about our interest in prophecy and prediction than it does about the prophet himself.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.